There exists a clear nexus between water and energy. Water is required for energy production, and energy is required for the water movement and water resources management. Water for energy currently accounts for about 8% of global water withdrawal. This proportion reaches 45% in industrialized countries, such as Europe and the U.S. Water is required for the extraction, mining, processing, refining, and residue disposal of fossil fuels, as well as for growing biofuels and for generating electricity. Biofuels are substantially more water-intensive than fossil fuels, requiring about 10,000 to 100,000 liters per gigajoule of energy. Almost all of their water demand is for growing feedstock, very little of which is for further processing. Oil and gas production require about 1 to 10 liters of water per gigajoule of energy, and oil sands about 100 to 1,000 liters. Hydropower production, which is currently 16% of global electricity generation, is also growing. By diverting water, the evaporation rate and river flows change, resulting in impacts on the local hydrological cycle. Water is also used for thermoelectric power generation. Renewable energy generation and identification of innovative approaches could be the alternative solutions for reducing the water use in energy production. Similarly, energy is used for water. About 5 to 7% of total energy is required to treat and transport the water and wastewater systems. Therefore, any water-saving measures would help to save energy and water. This is directly visible in water consumption for household uses, as more water use means more energy. In the given examples, any measure applied for saving water will result in savings for the energy as well. The nexus approach of analysis can reveal the opportunities and challenges for optimizing water quantity and quality and energy uses.